We'll be here till 7 p.m. this evening. I want to welcome to the show Congressman Cory Gardner from Yuma, Colorado. Congressman, welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
Hey, good evening, Michael. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great.
Well, thanks for doing it. I understand you're out on the Eastern Plains tonight working.
I am. I am in the big city of Ray, Colorado tonight, about 7 miles away from Nebraska.
So you headed home?
Tonight I will be later. We've got some meetings here in town, and we've been meeting with people on the Eastern Plains for the past couple of days. And eventually, at some point tonight, I'm sure I'll head back to back west up the road 30 miles.
So let me ask you a question, because I sometimes think that people don't get this, that as a United States congressman, I mean, I know that we make fun of your schedules. You know, you show up on Monday afternoon and you leave on Thursday night or whatever. But for a congressman to really do his job, you've got to be not just in D.C., but you've got to be in the district. And you've got a huge district now. So are you going to keep this pace up?
Yeah, absolutely we are. You know, the last 2 years we did over 72 town meetings. Even though we were in Washington most of the time, I drove 80,000 miles over the last 2 years around the district to make sure we had opportunities to hear from people in Colorado what's going on and how we can be better.
Now, 80,000 miles, that's one heck of a carbon footprint.
Well, I'm sure Al Gore was fine with it. Never mind.
We got to get you a private jet. All right. Right. So now let me ask you a question. So we're going to talk this hour about the Chuck Hagel nomination. And the vice president fired back today, basically saying that those who claim that Hagel is insufficiently hawkish, that those critics are ridiculous. They tout the fact, you know, he's a war hero, et cetera. I mean, every time the vice president opens his mouth, I get a little skeptical. But I'm really curious what your take is on this particular nomination. And I get that, you know, I know you're a congressman, but the House won't vote on it. But what's your take on the nomination itself?
Well, I joined a number of other members of the House in a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee objecting to Senator Hagel, objecting to his nomination. And the fact that Senator Hagel is somebody who we have watched over his time in the U.S. Senate, who opposed sanctions against Iran. He wanted Iran to join the World Trade Organization. This is a person who voted against designating the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, and beyond that, beyond what I believe, it has nothing to do with whether he's sufficiently hawkish. It has to do with whether or not he's on the right side of our number one ally in the Middle East, a great partner around the world, and that's Israel.
Yeah, in fact, I think the vice president's use of the word hawkish was intended to play to their base.
And I think the other concern that I have is The position that he is going into is a position where it demands respect. It demands, we hope that it demands respect, and we hope that it is a person who is going to be recognized as a serious, thoughtful leader. But I think the actions he's taken when he's one of a handful of people in the U.S. Senate to vote against the interests of Israel, to vote for to express opinions about Hamas and other terrorist organizations that I think are out of mainstream thought in the United States. And this is, I have seen Senator Hagel work with people in the U.S. over the past decade. And I will tell you that I don't think he has the kind of personality that we need in a leadership position like this right now.
Now, I've got to delve into that because, when you... Because I've seen that in certain U.S. senators, too, and we won't discuss that tonight. But I've seen the behavior of congressmen and senators behind the scenes where I've thought, holy cow, you first of all, I'd never vote for you. And I think if you treat people this way, you act this way, you do these sorts of things, then shame on you. Can you give me any, details of what you've seen or what makes you think that?
I have seen Senator Hagel treat other members of the United States Senate with utter disregard for their abilities, their thoughts, and their presence in the United States Senate. And I don't think
really
the kind of dismissive attitude that Hagel has shown to other members, other colleagues in the U.S. Senate is something that becomes a Secretary of Defense.
So where do we stand with our two U.S. senators? Have they taken a position? I mean, I can't find anything where they're, I guess they're still sitting on the fence. What's going on with Bennett and Udall?
Well, I think we've got a great opportunity because they have not taken a position. They are not weighing in on Senator Hagel at this point, whether he should or should not be the Secretary of Defense. And so I think we've got a great opportunity to weigh in with our senators and saying, hey, we don't think that Senator Hagel is the right disposition or possesses the right beliefs about the United States and our interests abroad to become the next Secretary of Defense.
So let me, in terms of defense spending, we know that we may or may not have sequestration. We know that we've got budget deficits. We've got all these issues with where and how are we going to cut. Has Hagel said anything? Is there anything that gives you caution, hope, pause, whatever, with his position on defense spending?
Well, certainly on defense spending, he gives me, again, a pause to be the leader of our national defense. This is a president who I am concerned would not lead the nation in the right direction when it comes to a strong military force because of his position on defense cuts, defense spending. I think when you have welcoming news, well, when you have headlines welcoming his nomination in places like Iran, that should be alarm to all of us.
Wow. I mean, I think that's a great point. So what do for people who have a position one way or the other, I mean, I guess you're suggesting that people get a hold of Bennett and Udall and make sure they understand how people of Colorado feel.
No, that's right. And I hope that they will weigh in and express their belief that Chuck Hagel is not the right person to lead this country, especially when we know over the next decade, our biggest challenge is most likely going to be in the Middle East and our relationship with Israel, protecting that relationship and making sure that Iran isn't the next powder keg to go off.
You're exactly right. Let me ask you do you mind taking a few questions about some other issues? I just think people want to hear from our elected folks about what you think. I mean, gun control, obviously, we got Dianne Feinstein. I mean, you know how I feel about Senator Feinstein, but what's going to happen?
I don't think the Feinstein gun will go forward. I certainly don't support it. In fact, I've seen where Patrick Leahy today said that he would not support the ban. There's an article in the National Journal today that said the assault weapons ban is dying a quiet death. That was a National Journal, and so I don't support an assault weapons ban. I think gun control is the wrong direction for this country. If we want to do something to prevent the next atrocity, which we should do, we must act on mental health. We must act to make sure that we have the kind of ability to communicate with law enforcement that we need to prevent it. But infringing on our constitutional rights, chipping away at our Second Amendment, is certainly not the direction that needs to be taken.
So let me take you to the next hot topic, because we spent literally 2 hours on the show yesterday having a discussion, just trying to have a rational discussion about immigration, of really trying to break it down into what are all the subcomponents of the issue, et cetera. So, and I know we've only got a couple of minutes left here, but what's your take on what's happening on the Hill with immigration, and what's your personal feelings?
Well, my personal feeling, my family, our last name used to be Gardiner, Gardiner. They moved to England so that they could get into the soup lines to get food. They took out the I in our last name to get into those lines. And I would like to believe that every single one of us, if we were living in a world that faced civil unrest, that faced murders, that faced mob control, we would do anything and everything we could to get our families into the greatest country on the face of the earth, the United States. But we've got to make sure that we have a system that is based on law, that is legal, that has border security, that promotes fairness. And I want to make sure that any proposal that we have that comes forward out of Congress meets the requirements of fairness, border security, to make sure that we are not penalizing people who are actually trying to get through the system legally.
So one of the things that came up last night, and I don't even know if you can answer this in the next minute and a half, but what's different and what assurances would I or anybody else who think the issue at least ought to be addressed, that we're not going to get rolled over like President Reagan did back in the 80s?
Well, and that's where we do the right job of putting a policy in place that doesn't just delay a problem or create a problem in 10 to 20 years. And I don't know that we're there yet with the policies that have been put forward, but that's a very serious point that you bring up and something that is going to have to be addressed, and people have to feel satisfied with that it's not just delaying a bigger problem.
Do you have any opinion or thoughts on how we can literally secure the borders?
I think there are a number of ways that we can secure the borders. We're doing it right now with additional personnel, and do we need additional personnel on the border? Whether we need some kind of electronic enforcement, do we need a better system of knowing who's coming in and out. Those can be done electronically. Those can be done physically with personnel on the border. But they're all parts of a broader solution that I think needs to be put in place.
So one last question, and this is probably the most serious question of the evening, and I want, not that you wouldn't give me an honest answer, but you can make big news tonight by answering this correctly. Have you ever seen the President of the United States, Barack Obama, shoot skeet?
I have never seen the President shoot skeet. I know Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee has offered the opportunity to shoot skeet with the President, but I'd welcome the opportunity as well.
So right now, you're making news. You're saying you too. If the president, he flies over Colorado all the time going out to Las Vegas. If you could get him to land somewhere, you would take him skeet shooting.
I'd take him skeet shooting. We got great pheasant hunting on the Eastern Plains. We'd have a good time.
Let you and I take him pheasant and quail hunting. You want to do that?
Sounds good to me.
Congressman, thanks for your time. Keep up the hard work.
Thanks, sir. Take care.
Hey, to you too. Congressman Cory Gardner on the Michael Brown Show. We're going to continue our conversation after this break about the Hagel nomination, and we'll find out exactly what you think. We'll take some calls too, 303-713-8255. Don't go away. We'll be right back.